Okay, I would like to call to order the regular meeting of the Town of Discovery Bay, and we'll all rise and join Director Callahan in the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Can I get roll call, please?
Roll call's been taken. Let the record show all members are present.
All right. At this point, I'm going to turn the meeting over to staff.
Yes, we would love to conduct your oath of office. So if the newly elected directors could meet me in front of the flag.
Hi.
Hey, you.
Just did this a couple years ago.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name. Do solemnly swear.
That
I will support and defend. The Constitution of the United States. And the Constitution of the State of California. Against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That I will bear the true faith and allegiance. To the Constitution of the United States. And the Constitution of the State of California. That I take this obligation freely. Without any mental reservation. Or purpose of evasion. And that I will. Well and faithfully discharge. The duties upon which I am about to enter. Congratulations.
Yay! Woohoo!
I know. It's the same oath I take for
That's
the
crowd.
You don't have that memorized yet? You don't have it memorized yet?
No. I will probably never say it again.
All right, I guess it's back to me.
Be dangerous.
This is a time for public comments. This would be when, if there's anybody in the audience or online, they would like to make any comments that have to do with anything town-related that is not agendized. This would be your time to come forward or to indicate by raising your hand on the computer that you would like to speak. So I'm going to start with the online personnel. Is there anybody online that wants to make any public comment?
There's some online, but no hands are raised.
Okay. I'll give you 10 seconds to raise your hand if you want to talk. Okay. Is there anybody in the room that would like to make any public comment? Okay. Then I will close public comment and move on to the consent calendar. Is there a motion to accept, or is there anything that needs to be removed and discussed off the consent calendar?
I will make a motion to accept the calendar as printed.
A second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded. Any public comment? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Do we have any area agency reports? And unfortunately, Veolia can't be perform with us today. We just wish him good luck and better health. To Anthony, come back soon, buddy. And then item F, discussion possible action. And I will turn this over to staff.
So every year, the Discovery Bay Chamber hosts its annual State of the Town Gala Banquet. This year, the event will take place at the Discovery Bay Country Club on January 28th, starting at 6 p.m. In the past years, it was customary for the board of directors to attend with a few executive members of staff. And so I would like to pose the discussion for you if you would like to attend this year. If we do attend this year, we were able to acquire a table for all of us to be able to sit at. So not necessarily just the table of eight, we will include all of us at a larger table. For that cost, I'm not quite sure, it's somewhere between $975 and the $1950. So once I find out how many people will be attending, we will hold the table and pay for the event. So just looking for board action if you'd like to attend.
Are we going to have any discussion?
It's open for discussion. Well, let's. Is there any clarifying questions about that? Is there any comment from the public with regards to this item? Anything online?
No.
Anything in the room? No?
Leonard.
Yes?
Please.
Leonard, please. You have to stand up and come forward, sir.
These are working to pick up.
The district is paying that, but it kind of sounds like a lot to me. It's overall questionable whether that's a reasonable expenditure of district funds.
Thank you. All right, close public comment. Bring it back to the board for discussion and or possible action.
I'd just like to make the point that I think as far as community involvement goes, we are a small community. I think our presence there is absolutely required. We've always gone, have there been any years other than COVID that we missed? Suddenly stopped going. I just think that would not be a good look for the board as far as community involvement goes.
Any other discussion?
It gives the town an opportunity to give an update to the attendees and let them know about projects, upcoming projects, and the state of the town. So I think it is an event that is worth attendance.
I agree. I think there's some key stakeholders as well, not only from the town, but some of the agencies around and, you know, school boards and districts and stuff like that that, you know, don't necessarily get exposure to what we're doing here, but would allow us to have a little bit of that exposure there.
Any other discussion or comment? My only asked question of staff would be, in the past, obviously, if any of the directors choose to bring a guest, the plus one, the cost of that plus one is not picked up by the town.
That's correct.
It's picked up by the individual. So how are you determining that cost if there's a variance in price? I'm confused.
The cost, the $19.50, was if we needed two tables. So
So it's still going to be the cost
tables,
of the individual.
That's correct.
Okay.
So, yes.
All right. Very good. That's the
total cost for all individuals at the tables. But if you bring a significant other,
there's
you will reimburse.
Designated.
Yes, you will
reimburse the town.
Okay.
Yes,
I just want to clarify that spouses are not being paid for by the town, so mm-hmm. they're not an expense. But that those of us that serve will have our spot paid. All right, any further discussion from the board? Hearing none, is there a motion?
Just wanted to clarify for the board, being that this is a public event that the public is invited to, that anybody can attend, there's no Brown Act considerations that's going to be an issue. But there are still the issues of town business should not be discussed. You can discuss that's amongst whatever's being presented, but town business should stay in the town's business. That's all.
Especially from a decision-making process.
That's correct. But there are no Brown Act, just so the public is aware of that.
Okay. Thank you, Council. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion that we attend the 2023 Annual Discovery Bay Chamber of Commerce State of the Town event.
Can I clarify that?
Yes.
I would say that it's available for board members to attend if they so choose, not make it mandatory for board members to go.
If they so choose. So I make the motion that we attend the 2023 Annual Discovery Bay Chamber of Commerce Day of the Town event if the Board of Directors so chooses.
So it's the motion to purchase the tickets and then if the board members want to attend, they can?
Yes.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Okay, manager reports.
None this evening.
Okay, general manager, what do you got for us?
Yes, I do. So the town of Discovery Bay worked with Woodard Prince Calmanini, Diablo Water, and the Contra Costa County Water Department to write a comment letter in response to the Delta Conveyance Project Draft Environmental Impact Report. That letter was sent off on time. The reason why it didn't come to the board beforehand was because the information came right between two board meetings. So we thought it was very important that we got this letter out as fast as possible. And so the letter is enclosed as correspondence in your packet. The second item I have is at the last board meeting, it was requested that Mr. Will Nelson attend a board meeting here. He will be in attendance on February 1st to give a presentation and an update of all the parcels in Discovery Bay and the projects that they have planned for it.
So February 1st?
Yes.
Excellent. Thank you.
And the last thing I have is Shikini Ranch. It was made known to us that Shikini Ranch is going to be putting in an application with the county sometime at the end of March, beginning of April. So it's a very slow process. Just because they're putting in an application doesn't mean they're building within a year or so. But they have been working really well with town staff, and so they've taken a lot of feedback from us, and I do appreciate the communication that we have with them. The last thing is holiday closure. So the town offices are closed from the evening of December 22nd, or the late afternoon of December 22nd, and we will return on the 3rd. So everybody have a great holiday.
Yes.
We don't see you all after that. And that's
the end.
So
you're closing on Thursday?
Yes.
Just because there's a certain amount of days that we allow for, or is that what? I mean, 23rd, I'm always confused about this.
Okay.
So why are we closing 2 days before? Why do we, I mean, it's not Christmas Eve.
That's a holiday for us, so you get the day before off.
I got you. Okay.
Is that correct?
Yes.
You know, the 22nd, that's correct. Yeah. Yes.
So the 23rd to the 3rd.
23rd to the 3rd is closed.
Okay.
We did give up a floater and a couple of other holidays throughout the season to be able to do this closure. So.
Yeah,
Just to remind, so then the 4th meeting is canceled because of that, right?
There are no meetings on the 4th of January.
That's correct.
Because of the inability to prepare legally as well as physically for that.
That's correct. And all the cancellation notices will
That's pretty much
are posted or
standard,
or
right?
Really
right?
Really yes.
I think that's standard. We've done that every time.
Yep.
Correct.
thank you, Rick Howard. And so, moving along, do you have anything else for us?
I don't. Thank you.
Director's reports. Any of the directors have anything that they would like to report? None? Nothing? Well, in that case, I just want to say that it's been a pleasure serving you as the president, and I'm going to release the gavel next meeting. It's as difficult as that may be. But I also want to make sure that we acknowledge our public and say Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to all those out there that may be listening in or that may be hearing this at another time. We thank you for giving us the privilege of serving you for the last year, and we wish you the best during this holiday season with you and your family. That's all I have. We have a list of some meetings that have been attended. And correspondence we talked about, and I will turn it over to legal. They have a report.
So the general manager's performance evaluation is being planned for the first meeting of February. So you should expect from my office, or probably come from Rhonda Olmo, who's one of our assistants that conducts this with us, a performance evaluation packet that will be sent to all of you individually to be filled out. If you have any questions with regard to filling out that evaluation packet, please direct them to me. I'll help you along as to what information is there. And then once the process is that we get them all, we compile them, and then we go through our performance evaluation with Dina at the first meeting of February. In the event that anything happens that delays this, it'll be delayed to the next following meeting, but we're targeting first meeting in February, so just anticipate those coming from my office.
Okay. I think we've probably all maybe not been through this yet. Maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But we will expect that packet, and if we have any questions, we will definitely get a hold of you to discuss. Anything else?
Okay, I will adjourn the regular meeting of the Town of Discovery Bay.